intelligence type with astrology case study, Derek. Derek's ascendant in Dinishta Aquarius sets the foundation for his entire psychological orientation. Dinishta gives him a rhythmic, driven, and socially aware psyche, while Aquarius offers innovation, independence, and reformist energy. His personality is likely a mix of bodily kinesthetic, existential, and interpersonal intelligence, aimed at structured leadership and social alignment. He doesn't just move to his own rhythm. He creates new ones for others to follow, bringing a visionary clarity to social environments or systems. In the same first house, Rahu in Shatabisha overlays his core identity with deep existential and analytical intelligence. Shatabisha is the domain of healers, visionaries, and pattern breakers, and Rahu intensifies the urge to analyze, question, and reform hidden systems. Derek is likely gifted with abstract reasoning, the ability to decode unseen structures, and emotional detachment that allows him to explore intellectual frontiers. This placement strongly favors roles in research, technology, or reform-based innovation, especially where transformation is needed. In the fourth house, Mercury in Kritika and Sun in Mrigashira give Derek a potent mix of linguistic, naturalist, and interpersonal intelligence centered around the inner world, emotions, and private thought. Kritika brings sharp analysis, and Mrigashira offers curiosity and subtlety, allowing him to process emotional and social information with precision. These placements make Derek an emotionally literate communicator, suited to roles in therapeutic education, reflective writing, or emotionally attuned system design. His fifth house, Mars in Ardra, reveals intense bodily kinesthetic and logical mathematical intelligence through the lens of creativity and education. Ardra, ruled by Rahu, gives a transformative edge, learning through challenge and teaching through raw experience. Mars here supports leadership in problem-solving spaces. Derek may thrive in cognitive strategy, engineering, activism, or movement-based expression, where intensity fuels innovation. In the sixth house, Venus in Punarvasu activates musical, naturalist, and interpersonal intelligence in daily service and wellness routines. Punarvasu is nurturing and idealistic, making Derek naturally attuned to restorative practices. Venus here shows affinity for emotional repair, aesthetics and service, and systems of care. He may excel in wellness design, aesthetic therapy, or user-centered lifestyle development that combines beauty with function. Derek's seventh house contains a dual force, Moon in Purva Falguni and Ketu in Maga, offering emotional, existential, and social intelligence in relationships and partnerships. The Moon here seeks connection, charm, and joy, while Ketu in Maga draws him toward legacy and detachment. This dynamic tension makes him both a romantic idealist and a quiet observer of relationship patterns. He may be drawn to relational work, diplomacy, or archetypal therapy, spaces where personal love intersects with collective symbolism. In the ninth house, Jupiter in Chitra, Libra, enhances intrapersonal and visual spatial intelligence, blending faith, philosophy, and pattern recognition. Chitra's architectural vision gives Derek the ability to design meaning through form, whether visual, ideological, or strategic. Jupiter here supports careers in education, visionary leadership, or spiritual design, where he can build elegant structures of knowledge for others to learn and evolve from. Altogether, Derek's intelligence profile is deep, layered, and reform-oriented. His mind works through symbolism, rhythm, aesthetics, and abstraction, seeking not just solutions, but elegant frameworks that uplift, transform, and reveal. Whether working through people, systems, or internal landscapes, Derek's intelligence is attuned to pattern movement, emotional truth, and visionary structure, uniquely designed to guide others through transformation by leading with insight and form. Career based on intelligence for Derek. Derek's Aquarius ascendant in Dhanishta, paired with Rahu in Shatabisha, anchors a career path defined by rhythm, innovation, and structural reform. His core intelligences, existential, bodily, kinesthetic, linguistic, interpersonal, and visual spatial, give him the ability to work across systems that require both visionary design and emotionally attuned execution. He is best suited to careers that let him analyze deeply, build intelligently, express precisely, and lead others through transition or transformation. In the first house, Rahu in Shatabisha gives Derek powerful existential and pattern-based intelligence, positioning him for innovation in fields that deal with invisible systems, collective healing, or abstract structures. This supports careers in technology, system psychology, behavioral science, or social reform, especially where he can use analysis and intuitive insight to guide change. He excels where others might feel overwhelmed by complexity, seeing the deeper logic that holds chaos together. His fourth house sun in Mrigashira and Mercury in Kritika create a blend of linguistic, naturalist, and emotional intelligence, making Derek especially suited for roles that require emotional communication, narrative refinement, or design thinking rooted in inner awareness. He may thrive in reflective professions such as emotional education, narrative therapy, therapeutic writing, or lifestyle systems creation, particularly where psychology and communication intersect. Mars in Ardra in the fifth house empowers Derek with bodily kinesthetic and logical mathematical intelligence applied to learning, creativity, and dynamic leadership. He is wired for innovation through intensity and would thrive in careers involving activism, digital strategy, cognitive science, or somatic work that requires precision under pressure. Ardra's influence makes him a transformer, one who reshapes through trial and clarity, especially in educational or reform-based spaces. In the sixth house, Venus in Punarvas enhances his naturalist and musical intelligence, particularly in wellness, daily design, or sensory harmony. He may gravitate toward careers that integrate emotional restoration, aesthetic care, or rhythmic intelligence into service-based work. This placement supports professions like wellness coaching, therapeutic aesthetics, ethical product design, or anything requiring a blend of emotional nurturing and beauty and function. The seventh house placements, Moon in Purva Falguni and Ketu in Magha, give him nuanced interpersonal and existential intelligence in relational and collaborative environments. Derek may be drawn to relational consultancy, archetypal psychology, or conscious partnerships in business. He understands the push and pull between emotional warmth and spiritual detachment, giving him the ability to engage relationships with grace while maintaining strategic distance. In the ninth house, Jupiter in Chitra, Libra, supports intrapersonal and visual spatial intelligence, allowing Derek to design belief systems, educational structures, or philosophical frameworks that are both elegant and functional. He may thrive in visionary teaching, architecture of ideas, or leadership roles within spiritual or design-oriented disciplines. This placement suits roles like spiritual educator, ethical strategist, design consultant, or transpersonal guide, especially where beauty and belief must align. Altogether, Derek is built for a career path that integrates form and feeling, logic and rhythm, intellect and intuition. His intelligence shines where structure must be reimagined, emotional insight must be organized, and meaning must be designed. He leads best through symbolic structure and resonant form, building not just systems, but new ways of seeing and living through them.